Thousands of medical physicians worked alongside both soldiers and the South Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. Some of these doctors played a pacifist role while risking their lives. WPSU intern Kennedy Bell talked with State College resident Marge Nelson, who worked as a doctor during the Vietnam War and was eventually captured as a prisoner of war.
When the Vietnam War broke out, Marge Nelson was 24 years old and living in Indianapolis, Indiana. She was studying at Indiana University's School of Medicine to become a doctor. She grew up as a Quaker and was a conscientious objector. But as she heard about the war, she wanted to find a way that she could help.
And the American Friends Service Committee knew about my interest in serving overseas, and they contacted me and said, "Would you, by any chance, be willing to serve with a project we're starting in Vietnam?" And I said, "That's an answer to prayer." What AFSC told me is that they had two projects in Quang Ngai province, which is in central Vietnam. And the first one was a rehabilitation center for war-injured civilians. And we would be training local Vietnamese how to, for example, make artificial limbs and braces, and so that when we were no longer there, there would be skilled people who could continue to do that service. The other program that we had then was a pre-K school for refugee children who were living in refugee camps right around the city. And then later, we had a program of my going to the province prison across the street from where we lived to do sick call for prisoners there.
A few months into her time in Vietnam, the director of the preschool for refugee children invited Nelson to come home with her to celebrate Tet, the Vietnamese New Year.
Tet was coming up. And patients were leaving the hospital if they possibly could. Everybody wanted to be home for Tet, and our staff wanted to be home for Tet. It's a big holiday. And Xuân Lan said to me one day, she said, "Would you like to come to Hue to visit me and my family and to see Hue for Tet?" And I said, "Oh, I'd love to do that." So I went up there. I think of the day before the first day of Tet. She said, "I've arranged for you to stay with Sandy Johnson, who is an English teacher in the high school where my daughter studies."
When Nelson arrived in Hue, she received a message that several cities nearby were being attacked and that Hue could be next. Nelson and Johnson decided to hide out in Johnson's bomb shelter in her living room. While they were there, a group of Vietnamese soldiers invaded their house.
And just then I heard a missile coming, and we'd heard a lot of missiles, and this one was coming very close. And so I bolted and ran to get into the bomb shelter. And the missile hit the roof of the living room. I said, Sandy, are you okay?" "I'm fine." She was really disgusted because those soldiers had not moved an inch. They just stood there, and they were okay. So then they went out. They didn't need the house with a hole in its roof. And a couple days later, one of them with a couple of other soldiers came back and said, "Come with us." And they took us to one of their headquarter houses. And then ultimately we were registered as prisoners of war.
Nelson says that the prisoner camp wasn't a typical prison, but it wasn't pleasant either.
The 35 Vietnamese prisoners, they were housed in a shelter. You know, it's built of palm leaves and bamboo. And they housed us with a what I called a family. They were a group of people who were threshing rice for the guerrillas. What did we have to eat? Rice twice a day. There were bombing attacks, so it wasn't a picnic.
Nelson was released a couple months later on April 1st, 1968. Despite imprisonment, she was determined to complete her term.
Now, they asked us, "If we release you, do you promise to go home?" "Well, yes, of course. We want to see our family and let them know we're okay." They never asked us, "Do you promise not to come back?" And so after 3 months in the States with my family and testifying before Congress and so forth and so on, I went back to Quang Ngai to finish my 2-year term. And people were so thrilled to see me.